is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Sure is, and this is the fantastic, ridiculously good-looking Lee.
Hello, Ariel.
What's happening?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
You know, it's always once a month on a Wednesday, I get to like feel my most energetic self.
Nice.
It's because you're in the room.
Thank
That's
you.
Why.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Welcome to it.
Lee's in the building. It is time to start the adventure. Put a hashtag on it with STA Travel. We do this once a month where it's like a half an hour of dreaming, really.
Basically.
But then at the end, you tell me how to make it a reality.
Of course.
Yes, which is the most important thing.
Naturally.
In a relationship with travel, your relationship with traveling continues, Lee.
It does continue.
Yes.
Are we going to go there now? Are you going to play me a song? I think you're being very ominous here.
What do you mean I'm not being ominous? What am I being ominous? What do I have to be ominous about?
Well, if I can tell you about my relationship with travel, I've just come off 2 weeks road tripping South Africa. That was really
so dope, yeah.
so cool. Got to bungee off Blokrans. That was pretty flippin' awesome. Garden Route, trekked that, and was in Cape Town and went shark cage diving. That was pretty cool as well. And we have another trip coming up soon in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic. Mm. Okay, so today we're about one country.
One country.
One country. The United States of America.
America. Yeah, in lieu of the 4th of July.
Yes.
That's just happened over this weekend. Today is all about America.
Did you not just have the biggest FOMO for the 4th of July?
Heck, did you see all those photos? Like, everybody's posting like stars and stripes and barbecues. And look, our braai kills it every time.
Yeah.
But yes, I saw the fireworks. Mad phenomenal.
Though. Yeah. I think it was Taylor Swift that gave me the most FOMO.
What did she
do? I just wanted to be in America.
Oh, really?
She had all her friends over, all her model friends. And she was out there with Calvin Harris. And she was like tweeting and Instagramming all these pictures.
Man.
Her just being cool, and everything, of course, is red and white and
naturally
blue. 4th of July, and America is an unbelievable country. I mean, it's a global power and everything like that, but from a tourism perspective, in terms of the amount of things that you can do in America, I mean, it's literally a limitless list.
Oh, of course. I mean, it takes up like a third of a continent. It's huge. And there's so much you can do from East Coast to West Coast and everything in between. I mean, they've got the mountains and, you know, the snow, and you can go ski, and then they've got the Sierras, and they've got the deserts, and they've got the coastlands, and it's everything and anything really that you can think of is what you can do.
It might very well be the country with the highest Instagram like potential in the world.
Didn't Instagram come from America?
Exactly. That's the thing. I mean, if you're looking for countries to go to and countries where you can take Instagrams to get the most likes, America's definitely up there, because a lot of people know, you know, specific landmarks in America like the Empire State Building, or they know Malibu and all these places.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already familiar, so they're more inclined to like.
Okay. let's go with that then.
Great country, but Instagram potential totally up there.
Okay, so I think I'm going to up my likes then in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
I've got an America trip coming up.
Because you're en route.
Cool. I'm en route. That's going to be really cool.
Which means that you've been very astute and you've broken down this map of America.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of states in America, and there's the middle, there's the West Coast, there's the East Coast, there's all these different places. And take me through this map real quick, because there's three specific spots in America that we need to be about that life.
Yeah. Okay. So I figure let's do something on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Let's do a bit on the West Coast, and then let's do a bit in the South.
Dope.
You know, let's just check off those areas. So let's East Coast, and we know East Coast for New York and Statue of Liberty, and I know you love New York.
Oh, yeah, it's a problem.
What's your favorite thing about it?
Just walking the streets and eating hot dogs. It's such a problem.
Pass me a corn dog.
It's just the energy. It's an energy unlike anywhere else. But I think you get that energy from everywhere in America, an energy of just like, you know, people are unbelievably patriotic there.
Yeah.
And it shows. And they're so incredibly friendly. Like, just at some points, I'm like, yo, why are you in such a good mood? It's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm an American. I'm going to be in a good mood. Okay, so East Coast, talk to me about what is all encapsulated in the East Coast.
Okay, so on the East Coast, there's this area called New England,
yes,
right? And that's made up of six states, All right, that's Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Vermont.
Yeah.
And basically, this area is really, really popular for all the outdoor activities. So during the summertime, you can go whale watching, you can go canoeing, maybe some hiking, some ziplining if you want. And then the wintertime, it's all about cross-country skiing and snowshoeing and snowmobiling and tubing. You can even do like horse-drawn sleigh rides and ice skating in that area during wintertime. So it's all about the outdoorsy. Think alpine, think green, think fresh.
And this is, I think, what's so great to even start picking up on now is that America is geared for you to have a good time no matter what the season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So most of these areas in New England hit a coastline. So there's that as well. You know, you're not too far from the mountainous area, but you're not too far from the coastline either. It's just underneath Quebec, so just under Canada, and then just above New York. So it's in the middle of good spots, you know?
Mm. Lee, I'm totally loving what you're saying to me. I absolutely love New England, but sometimes I feel like I need to be down on the West Coast.
Yeah.
So just take me through, like, West Coast living and put a hashtag on it.
West Coast living... hashtag Kelly, hashtag, I've lost it, eh? Hashtag living it up, hashtag SoCal, hashtag
Kelly life.
Kelly life.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Okay, so West Coast, what place are we looking at in the West Coast?
Okay, we're looking at the whole of California.
Oh, so dope.
So we going from the north and we up in San Francisco and then we're moving down and we're actually in Los Angeles and then we're going further down south and there's San Diego and just everything in between. And the great thing about California as well, that area also has everything. I mean, you can go surfing. There's Yosemite, the national parks. You can do that if you wanted to. There's Disneyland.
Yeah.
Come on. Shopping, the winelands. They've got the desert area. They've got Hollywood.
Which is next level cool. Yeah. I've spent a little bit of time in LA and a little bit of time in Malibu and, mm-hmm. and those places. And getting out to Malibu is like the dopest experience, especially like if you decide to rent the right car. You know, you got to get like the Jeep, the yellow Jeep, and take the top off and be very 90210 about it.
Nice.
It's so varied. I mean, it's just really cool how you move from the city and move out a little bit. It's incredibly scenic there.
Malibu. Do they have the palm trees going?
They got the palm trees going.
Driving along the coast.
You got the Santa Monica Pier. Mm. The thing is that, you know, we've grown up with so many American references in our lives. You know, whether it was You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan. Uh-huh. Or whether it was, I don't know, all those movies.
The Orange County with...
The O.C. Remember with
Ryan
the,
and...
Yeah.
What's that girlie's name? Mauritian Murray.
The one that fell off, yeah.
Her.
I don't know. She's somewhere in Malibu. We'll have to
that
find
one,
her.
Exactly. Yes. But you know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes,
exactly.
I know who you're talking about. Producer Cattle, look up. The chick that was in the O.C. that was really, really big on the O.C. Misha Barton. There you go.
High five.
Look at us. But the thing is, you grow up with all these American references. And I was quite nervous, actually, going to the States for the first time, going to sort of the West Coast for the first time, thinking like, it can't really, you know, you don't want to put over expectations on things. Mm-hmm. It can't really be like it is in the movies. But it really is like what it is in the movies.
Is it really, though?
I promise you, it's exactly what it is in the movies.
Okay.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame, it is all there. Malibu looks exactly like that. California is like that. There's something about Cali life. The Santa Monica Pier is like what it is in all those movies that you see.
Uh-huh.
That movie with Tom Hanks, you remember that there was that movie that he did where he went to Coney Island.
Yeah.
And he wished upon the fortune teller thing or whatever. Like, it's all there. Everything that you see about America. Well, that's one thing that they've done in media really well is celebrated their culture and mm-hmm. their authenticity and that. And it's 100% based on what it's like. And if you go to LA, they will be filming things and shooting things. And you are walking and they could be shooting a pilot or an episode of Entourage.
Nice.
I mean, Entourage is famous for being shot in LA. And Entourage, they don't tell you they're shooting that show. They just roll the scene. So you could land up and you're an extra
in
a TV show. Yeah, it's huge. And it really is like what you see on TV, which is why I think it's such a must-do destination.
I have a question for you. What is a must-do activity? And you got to pull it down to one.
In LA?
In LA.
Well, from an Instagram perspective again.
Naturally.
When I was there just recently, we did the Hollywood sign hike.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it. You don't have to pay for it or anything. It's quite a cool hike to do. And then you do the Hollywood sign and you do your jumping shot. So it's you and the Hollywood sign. And like,
totally Instagram worthy. How many likes did you get
like
off that one?
Loads. Like one of my most successful pictures of all time.
Okay, and, so and I must do.
I attribute the Hollywood sign to that.
Thank you, Hollywood.
If you've got
sign.
A dog, you can take a dog too.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, because who doesn't, you know, get a dog?
Do you carry it in your bag?
Well, Paris might be when she's walking down Rodeo Drive. But LA, like, it's crazy to me. You know, there's so many reality shows as well that are shot in LA. Mm-hmm. And you can land up having dinner at the restaurant that the reality show is centered on. So when we were there, there's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
The one housewife, she owns like 3 restaurants. And you can just walk in. It's not that expensive. And you go and have a meal.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. So if you want to be a superstar, you just need to get yourself down to LA.
Yes. Yeah. You know? West Coast is where it's at.
Nice.
Dig it. Okay.
You know what other area I really, really, really want to visit in the States? Is the Dirty South.
Dirty South.
Dirty South.
Take me to the South.
Right, so Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Like,
Music City.
I mean, that's where Taylor's from. That's where Taylor Swift is from. That's
exactly.
Where Taylor's from. You can't go wrong with that.
Exactly. Look, if you take it back a couple of years, think Billy Ray Cyrus as well.
Yeah.
You know, think bluegrass, think country music, think old school jazz, you know, and then take it down to Atlanta, like Georgia, Atlanta, ADL.
Take me to church. So that's the Dirty South then. That's comprised of...
Exactly. And then Mississippi area as well. So that's where New Orleans is. And just think the blues, think jazz, think Mardi Gras, think Cajun and Creole cuisine, Mississippi River. Oh, what you said, Ari, like you think of America and you have these ideas of how it should be or how it could be, and it is that way. I anticipate the South to be like that as well. That whole rhythms of the South, New Orleans, Nashville, Atlanta, the music, the culture, the sounds. Take me now.
You got to go.
Take me now.
You got to go. Well, you're going soon. So someone's taking you soon. So we're talking America on hashtag Start the Adventure with STA Travel. And in a bit, we're going to give you some information on how you can get yourself to the States. STA Travel have some incredible deals. And also there's a competition that's happening. So there's a lot to talk about. But just before we get to that, comedian out of Cape Town, his name is Paul Snodgrass, is going to be with us on the line in a sec. Paul is an actor and comedian. He's recently been seen on 2 US television shows, Dominion and Black Sails. He just wrapped a new Steve Coogan film, and his comedy is just something else. You got to check out this guy's Comedy Central special. It is so dope. And Paul is regularly hanging out in the US of A, doing some cool stuff. And Paul joins us now on the line. Paul, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hello, Paul. How's it?
Oh, pardon?
How are you doing?
I'm really, really good, thanks. Yeah.
Are we talking American now? How are you all doing?
Yeah, Paul, for you, just before, and I know that you've been to the States a couple of times. As a comedian, what have you observed about these American people?
Well, I think, unfortunately, I've got a pretty biased version of it because I've only really done the South of America and basically every little stereotype you can think of is... True. They do have the John Deere cap and the cut-off, you know, Motley Crue t-shirt and, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, I spent time in Alabama, which is interesting. In Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where Forrest Gump went to school. And if you can remember all of the problems in Forrest Gump, you can understand the kind of place I was in.
Okay. Do you come back really fat?
Well, put it this way, I canceled an order of mains when the starter portion of buffalo wings arrived, and I thought I was about to feed Sudan. So,
So everything's big in America.
Everything's huge, and everything's got sugar in it, and it's just fat and sugar. Please, just make me feel happy because life sucks.
But it's in a very good way. I mean, listen, yeah, in America, you can get by with the star. Also, like, the drinks in America are just ridiculous. What we think is a shot here is like a quarter of a shot in the States.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like double shots in the States. So you're like, who wants a tequila? And you're like, whoa, calm down, fella. It's one of the things I've realized about growing up as well, or getting older anyway, is that like when you're in your 20s, when somebody orders a round of shots, you're like, who did this? Hey! At the age I'm at now, it's like, who did this.
And in the States, I mean, the shots are just way bigger than what they are anywhere else in the world. Dude, talk to me about why America is an important country to visit. So you've got your travel budget for the year, but why should America be in there? Why you got to experience the South or New York or any of these places?
Oh, well, weirdly enough, when Chris Rock was in the country, he was asked, what should people do to be successful, especially in the entertainment industry?
Yeah.
And he summed it up perfectly in one sentence: move. he said, and that's just it. I mean, America's just such an incredibly big market. I mean, just think of some of the bands we think are big. And they're not, because they haven't cracked America. They're a small band.
Yeah, I suppose if you made it in America, then you've made it everywhere.
Well, everyone follows the U.S., and there is that kind of American cultural imperialism where if it's number one in the States, it's number one everywhere, because it has to be good. It's from America.
But a lot of the time it is good, and it's from America. I mean, they make amazing music. They make amazing food. Yes, you might come back on the plane and have to check in extra baggage as your body.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I got friends in New York at the moment, and they just went to this 3-star Michelin restaurant called Blue Heel Farm.
Yeah.
They literally own a farm. They do everything themselves. So, like, you can get really good food in America, just not through the drive-thru.
so for you, it's one of the coolest destinations in the world, huh?
It is. It really is. And America surprised me in that I was expecting it to be more brash. And it's actually quite... Americans are very welcoming, very friendly. They love that you've come to their country. It reminds me of Cape Town a bit, because Capetonians always like, "You game! That's awesome! Look how rad this is!" and Americans, weirdly enough, are quite... fascinated that you're South African. You normally get that initial, especially in the South, "You're not black." look. And then you have to explain that the same way people got sent to your continent, that was my great-grandfather. And then they start to understand, they ask questions. But basically, they just know Nelson Mandela, and that's it. It's like, "You're from South Africa? Where about in Africa? It's in the name, South."
Paul... Take me through...
Yeah, America's great, but at the same time, I feel like, especially, unfortunately, where I was, it's very insular, people that haven't even left their little areas, you know? So you can understand why Americans have the politics they do when they literally don't care anything that's happening outside of a 50-kilometer radius.
But, yeah, great to have that experience of seeing people like that. And that's what a lot of travel is about, is experiencing other cultures and that. Dude, just before we let you go, I know that one of the coolest things to do when traveling to the States is to go to, like, an NBA game or something. Take me back to 2011.
Yeah.
You're in Dallas, and you go to this NBA All-Star game. And just paint me a picture here, Mr. Snodgrass.
It's P.T. Barnum, man. It's show business. It's sports, but man, it's show business. Mm. It was in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, which is the largest indoor stadium in the world. The screen that has better picture quality than my TV was the size of a football field. And getting to meet some of the players, interview some of the players, let's just say at 5'7", I was basically interviewing their nipples the entire time.
That was massive new experience in itself.
Yeah.
Look, and it's great, and I did the American thing, and I went to the stadium, and I got the nachos, and I got the Bud Light, and it does taste like this, and that's not cheese that they put on there. That's edible plastic. So
good though. So good though. Yeah, listen, well, dude, you see, now you got me wanting all this American food. I want to grab the nachos. I want to do all of this. Paul, thank you so much for joining us on the line and giving me serious envy here about your All-Star games and such. That's Paul Snodgrass there, actor and comedian, and the best guy at interviewing nipples.
Yes, there we go. Short people, we're good at something.
That's Paul Snodgrass there. It's such a dope place. And, you know, Paul doesn't easily... I know I've worked with Paul before. We did a campaign together for a brand a couple of years ago. And Paul is a very... says it like he sees it kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he says it like he sees it. But I got to tell you, great destination, America.
Yes, man. I'm so excited now.
Yeah, you should be.
Anticipating.
I'm jealous
of you. So eager. Like, what you've been to, the States... 50 million times.
This, you know what the problem is? I've repeated the same trip in America for the past 3 years.
No, man, Ari.
It's New York and it's LA, and I've done it for 3 years in a row.
No,
and
a stop gotta in shake Coachella. It up now.
No, well, I just love America. Like, what must I say? I just dig it so much.
You found what you love.
I found what I love. And I want to go back. And I know that SDA are going to make this easy for me. So I've been saving in my FNB fixed deposit. And I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Okay.
To invest my funds in a trip to the US of A.
Okay. We can help send you to the US of A. Because you obviously you want to go to New York first, right?
Yeah, I want to do all of it.
Okay. So we're going to fly you to New York.
Okay.
From 8,500 rand.
See, now that's dope.
Like, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not bad at all.
And then maybe if you want to go to the West Coast, and maybe we want to start in San Francisco, do the Golden Gate Bridge, maybe go up to, you know, the Winans, Napa Valley, that kind of thing, we can get you there for just under 10 grand.
See, everyone thinks that the rand dollar thing is going to be a barrier. It really isn't.
No, it helps, hey?
STA are making this super affordable.
We can totally make this accessible for you.
Any other deals I need to be aware of there, Lee?
You know what, Ari? We've got a whole lot of products and tours and trips with Contiki. People don't know that Contiki actually goes to the United States as well. People think, oh, Contiki Europe, or they think Contiki Asia. But Contiki also goes to places in the States as well. So we have a whole lot of Contiki tours available for you too, as well as G-Adventures. So it's a different type of trip. So if you want to actually sleep on the rim, for example, of the Grand Canyon, there's a trip for that with G-Adventures. If you want to do some local living and go, you know, visit a particular community, G-Adventures offers trips like that. You know, if you want to go on a foodie tour and immerse yourself in the South, for example, if you want to do a food tour of New Orleans, then G-Adventures is your place to go. So we have a whole lot of trips like that. It's all on our website, statravel.com.
Fantastic. Cindy on WeChat says, when a girlfriend and I were doing a road trip to and through California, we had car trouble in the Nevada desert and ended up having an overnight in the craziest place, Lovelock, Nevada. Holy hell. What a kick-ass town. Again, America is exactly like you see on TV and movies. You gotta go. STA making this so easy for you. You gotta get in your car, go to that STA travel branch, get on that browser, make it happen. America, America, America.
You know how we're gonna make it even easier for you, Ari?
Yes.
In the next couple of weeks, we're actually launching a competition.
Dope.
And the main prize of the competition, get this, is return flights for two to the USA.
So I can go with Bay.
You can totally go with Bay if you want to go.
We can go on a vacation.
And here's the thing.
In America.
In America. So that's first prize.
Yeah.
But there are others as well. We're giving away prizes to 5 lucky winners.
Fantastic.
So you got to stay tuned. Details will be up around about the 21st of July. So that's next week, week after. Keep tuned. It'll be on our website. It'll be on our Facebook, it'll be on our Twitter as well. We'll pop it over to Cliff Central as well. Super. So, you know, it'll be on your guys' stuff as well. But we're giving away stuff so people can go to America.
With Bay. That's like the best place to go with Bay. You and Bay will come back a little bigger than what you went because you're going to be eating your nachos and your waffles and your syrup and all of that.
But then you need to do that trek up towards the Hollywood sign to get your exercise in, and you're walking Rodeo Drive, so you exercise there. And then you're in New York and you're walking, you know, down Broadway, so there's exercise there. So you gotta balance it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, when I speak to Bay about this, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. That is everything on America. Just remind me one more time, keeping up with STA Travel all day.
All righty. So you can check us out on our website. That's statravel.com. We're also on Facebook, STA Travel South Africa. And then we're on Twitter, STA Travel SA.
Fantastic. Go start that adventure. And if you missed any of our Start the Adventures, we've been doing this all year long. You can hit cliffcentral.com to catch up on Earthing. Lee, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having me.
Rockstar.
This is Kelman on Cliff Central.